So I'm pleased to tell you that we've had another good year across the group. Total sales were up 3%, with like-for-likes up 1%. Profit before tax was up 8%, EPS up 10%, and the full-year dividend up 11%. The distinct strategies for each of our businesses continue to deliver. In travel, we've seen good like-for-like sales growth in our U.K. business, helped by the improvement in passenger numbers, but also driven by our key initiatives to drive profitable sales. This is particularly pleasing as it comes on top of good like-for-like sales growth last year. Meanwhile, internationally, we continue to win new business while making good progress at growing our sales and profits. And our High Street business is in good shape also. Like-for-like sales were down just 2%, and that's the best performance that we've had for many years, and we continue to deliver the cost savings and grow our margin. And in both travel and High Street, we're investing in new opportunities and evolving our customer proposition to help us deliver future growth. As always, value creation for shareholders remains central to our plans, and so we continue to focus on profitable growth, cash generation, and optimal use of cash while investing for the future. And as you'll have come to expect, we continue to manage the business tightly. So I'll now give you Robert, who'll do the numbers.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start off with the group financial summary. The group has produced a strong performance in the year, with both travel and High Street performing well. Total revenue was 1.2 billion, 3% higher than last year, with like-for-like sales up 1%. Profit from trading operations at 149 million was up 10 million, or 7% compared to last year, with profit before tax increasing by 10 million to 131 million. Earnings per share increased by 10%, reflecting the increase in profits and the lower weighted average number of shares in issue as a result of the return of cash to shareholders. The effective tax rate was 17%, in line with last year. This reflects the lower statutory rate combined with agreement of prior year open items. We anticipate the tax rate to be around 17% again for this year. Free cash flow generated in the year was 108 million compared to 109 million last year, and I'll come on and talk about the cash flow in more detail later. The board has proposed a final dividend of 30.5p, making a total of 43.9p for the year, an increase of 11%, which reflects the good business performance, our strong cash generation, and our confidence in the future prospects of the business. And today we've also announced a further return of cash of up to 50 million via a rolling share buyback. So let's start off with revenue. Overall group revenue was 1.2 billion, up 3%, with like-for-like sales up 1%. Travel has delivered a strong performance, with total travel sales at 573 million, up 10% on last year, driven by new space and like-for-like sales, which were up 4%. We saw good growth across our U.K. air, rail, and hospital channels, reflecting the improvement in passenger numbers and our initiatives. Outside of the U.K., we also saw good growth in our international channel, where sales grew by 39% to 79 million as we opened more directly run business. Second half like-for-likes in travel were up 4%. High Street like-for-like sales were down 2% in the year, with the first half like-for-likes flat and the second half down 4%. First half like-for-likes were driven by the very strong performance over the five-week period around Christmas. As expected, our second half performance was weaker, reflecting the stronger comparators from the success of adult coloring last year. Including the changes in space, total revenue in High Street was down 3% in the year. So looking by category, stationery like-for-likes were up 3% in the year, with a good performance over Christmas from new product development and some of our seasonal categories, and also our back-to-school promotions. The second half saw stationery flat compared to the prior year. Books like-for-likes were down 2%, with the second half down 3%, reflecting the stronger publishing in the second half last year. News and impulse like-for-likes were flat. We've seen good growth in our impulse and food-to-go ranges, offset by a sales decline in challenging magazine and tobacco markets, as expected. Books and news and impulse saw an increase in gross margin compared to last year, while stationery was slightly lower, reflecting our successful promotions. So turning now to group profit before tax. Travel profits grew by 9% to 87 million, driven by strong sales growth, a 30 basis points improvement in margin driven by mix, and continued investment in our initiatives. Profit for the year in our international business in travel was 7 million, compared to 5 million last year. High Street profit has increased by 3 million in the year to 62 million, with the second half generating a profit of 9 million. In the High Street business, we've continued to deliver gross margin improvements around 130 basis points and cost savings of 11 million during the year, 2 million ahead of our revised plan. So profit from trading operations was 149 million, a 7% increase on the previous year. Central costs were 1 million higher, reflecting higher share-based payment costs, while net finance costs are in line with last year. And that leaves headline group profit before tax at 132 million, 9 million higher than last year, an increase of 7%. The pension interest charge was down from 2 million to 1 million, reflecting the latest schedule of contributions. And this year, we expect the pension charge also to be around 1 million. So profit before tax was 131 million, up 8% on last year. So looking now at profit from trading operations in a bit more detail. With sales increasing by 3% and total gross margin increasing by 80 basis points, gross contribution for the group increased by 29 million to 709 million. Travel achieved a margin increase of around 30 basis points driven by mix, and in the High Street, margin increased by around 130 basis points through category mix management, representing around 50% of the increase, and buying, sourcing, promotional, and markdown management being the balance. We would expect continued margin growth in both businesses in the current year. In terms of costs in trading operations, as we continue to grow travel, the group sees an increase in costs. This reflects the higher rents, rents being based on turnover, new stores in both the U.K. and internationally, and continued investment in service and stores. In High Street, we continue to identify cost savings as part of our cost efficiency program. For example, in the year, we saw savings from rent at the end of a lease and from our in-store operating model following investment in technology. Across both businesses and all cost lines, we remain focused on cost efficiency and cost management. The cost base in High Street remains substantial at around 320 million, and we continue to see opportunities for further savings. So let's look now at the cash flow. We've delivered a free cash flow of 108 million in the year. We spent 42 million on CapEx in the period, in line with expectation. This is 3 million higher than last year, being higher investment in travel. In the current year, we expect CapEx to be around 48 million. This additional CapEx reflects a number of investment opportunities: the additional post offices, new stores in both the U.K. and international, and further investment in our store operating model. And then going forward after this year, we expect CapEx to be around 40 million per annum, although this will depend on the amount of new business that we win. Working capital cash outflows were 6 million, reflecting some timing and continued investment in our opening program in the U.K. and internationally. Payments relating to employers' payroll tax following the exercise of the 2012 SIP and LTIPs was 2 million compared to 1 million last year due to the higher share price. Net corporation tax paid in the period was 23 million, in line with last year. Non-cash items primarily include share-based payment charges. And so looking at net funds, the group continues to have a strong cash position with net funds of 7 million after the 47 million of share buyback. In addition to the 108 million of free cash flow generated, The group has seen a net cash outflow relating to non-trading operations, which includes 46 million of dividend payments, net ESOP trust purchases of 6 million, and contributions to the pension scheme of 3 million. The return of the payment on account to HMRC relates to the repayment we made in the first half, which was in relation to an historical commercial structure. By the end of August, we'd returned 47 million to shareholders, of which 42 million relates to the up to 50 million buyback we announced in October 2015. We continue to see the cash generative nature of both Travel and High Street as one of the strengths of the group. To the balance sheet. We have a strong balance sheet with total net assets before the recognition of the pension liability and associated deferred tax asset of 174 million, 22 million higher than last year. This reflects the cash generation of the business, further CapEx investment, and the return of cash to shareholders. The pension liability, net of deferred tax, was 6 million, of which 4 million relates to the W. H. Smith Pension Trust. The IAS 19 accounting surplus on the scheme was 164 million. The scheme remains healthy. There is also a small 2 million liability relating to the UNS pension scheme. Let's look now at the return of cash to shareholders. In the context of our strong balance sheet and high levels of cash generation, we continue to utilize our cash effectively. Investing in the business and new opportunities, we expect to spend around 48 million on CapEx in the year, making appropriate acquisitions, and at the same time, we have a consistent record of returning cash through the buyback and growing the dividend as part of our long-term strategy to create value for shareholders. Since 2007, we've increased the dividend from 11.8p per share to 43.9p for 2016. We have announced today our intention to make a further return of cash of up to 50 million to shareholders via an on-market rolling share buyback. Through a combination of ordinary dividends, buybacks, and a special dividend, we will have returned over 800 million to shareholders since the 2007 financial year, with over 80 million returned in each of our last six years. Since 2006, we've retired 38% of our equity. Finally, to recap, here are the group key indicators, most of which I've touched on already, but let me just point out fixed charges cover, which has increased to 1.7x, and the return on capital employed, which has increased to 27%. Steve will now discuss the operational performance.
Thank you, Robert. I'll start with Travel. Travel delivered another strong sales performance with total sales up 10% and like-for-likes up 4%. Now, this betters our performance from last year, which was our best for some years, and means we've now had three years in a row of good like-for-like sales growth. It was good to see our sales hold up in the final quarter, despite some very strong comparables last year and the uncertainty created by the referendum vote in June. Profit for the year was up 9% to 87 million. As usual, we worked hard at managing the costs and margins. As Robert mentioned, gross margin was up 30 basis points, driven mainly by category mix management. As you know, we've made some significant investments in our Travel business over the last three years in store environment, range development, staff training, and customer experience. We believe this investment has been a key driver of our like-for-like sales growth, along with the good growth in passenger numbers. In addition, we continue to invest in new stores, both here in the U.K. and overseas, where we've made further good progress during the year as we won another 32 units. I'll come on to the detail of that in the international bit, but first, let's have a look at channel performance. In U.K. air, total sales were up 5%, with like-for-likes also up 5%. Now, this like-for-like sales growth reflects the impact of our initiatives and better passenger numbers. Performance continues to vary by location, but we're now generally seeing good growth across most U.K. airports. In rail, total sales were up 4%, with like-for-likes also up 4%. This comes on top of good growth in real last year, and while it reflects the improvements in the broader economic environment, it's also driven by our active category mix shift into food to go and digital ranges. And as in air, the performance in real is now good across most of the country. In our hospital channel, total sales were up 21%, with like-for-likes up 6%. Now, total growth reflects the new stores which have opened over the last 12 months, including a further three M&S Simply Food stores which opened during the year. Like-for-like improvements again reflect the impact of our growth initiatives, particularly focused on food and drink in hospitals. In our international channel, total sales were up 39%, with like-for-likes up 8%, driven by a particularly strong performance in Qatar Airport. And of course, as you all well know, as sales and passenger numbers grow, our variable costs, particularly our variable rents, will increase also. So let's look at the U.K. in a bit more detail. And in our U.K. business, we continue to invest to drive growth. Much of our focus and investment has been targeted towards our busiest stores in large airports to improve customer throughput at peak periods when the stores are often operating at full capacity. For example, at Heathrow T5, we complete almost 100,000 transactions in a busy summer or holiday week. So here and in other large airports, we've invested in overnight replenishment and more effective sales floor management, which in turn improves our on-shelf availability and the number of customers we can serve through the stores at peak periods. And we continue to see further opportunities to drive improvements in these areas. And we've also looked at how we can better deliver value to our customers. We've implemented a new program of promotional activity in seasonal events throughout the year in all of our channels. And we continue to make good progress with format development and space management. Now, as you all know, travel space is very expensive, it's complex to manage, and how we use it varies substantially by channel and location. We have a very detailed understanding of the space and category elasticities for every meter drop in every store and how they're changing over time. And we have an ongoing program for optimizing our space by location, which has delivered a number of big changes this year. These include the further extension of our food to go ranges, including in the summer the launch of our exclusive Munch brand, the rollout of new headphones and digital ranges into more stores, particularly rail, a new range of souvenirs in our large airports, the conversion of most of the WH Smith cafes to coffee house, and a further rollout of the coffee house counters into WH Smith hospital shops. And as I said, this program is ongoing, so we'll continue to update you on changes in April. So finally, for the U.K., looking ahead. And while there is some uncertainty in the broader economic environment, most airports are still forecasting low single-digit growth for this year and next, although, as always, the forecasts do vary by location. In addition, we'll continue to invest in new stores across all our channels. We expect to open around 15 stores during this current financial year. At the same time, we'll drive sales per passenger in existing stores through investment in improvements to the customer offer and active space and margin mix management. And of course, the U.K. isn't the only source of growth for WH Smith Travel. Our international business is profitable and growing fast. The WH Smith brand and offer continue to be well received by both customers and landlords. And where we open new stores, sales per passenger continue to outperform previous incumbents. Total sales for the year internationally were 79 million pounds. This is up 39% versus the previous year, driven by our new stores in Sydney. Like-for-like sales were up 8%, and as I said a minute ago, that was driven by our stores in Qatar. Profit for the year was £7 million, a growth of £2 million on the previous year. During the year, we opened 38 new units, including more shops in Sydney International Terminal 1 and two new units in Perth Airport, further strengthening our position in the Australian market. We also won an additional 32 units during the year, including some important tender wins in Europe, which I'll come on to in a moment, giving us a total of 232 units won, and as we sit here today, 192 of those are open. In addition, we renewed our contract in Melbourne International Airport for another 5 years. Now, this is a really important step for us, as Melbourne was our first major win in Australia, and it demonstrates both the strength of our business there and the strength of our relationship with the landlord. So, going on to Europe, and as I said to you at the interims, Europe ought to be a good territory for WH Smith. But despite some early success in Scandinavia and Ireland, progress has been limited, mainly due to the very strong international and local incumbents. However, during this year, we've had success with a number of European tenders. The first win, which you know about, was for two stores in Alicante Airport, which gives us our first presence in the important Spanish market. Both these stores are now open and trading well. The second win was for five landside stores in Dusseldorf Airport. Now, in Dusseldorf, most of the retail offer is landside, so this represents a good first step into the German market for us. These stores will start to open at the end of this calendar year, and you can see on the slide what one of them will look like. And in August, we won a tender for four shops in Helsinki Airport, most of which will open during 2017. And we've recently won seven stores in Athens Airport with one of our existing franchise partners. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, we've recently renewed that really important contract in Melbourne International. Now, as is increasingly the case in international airports, the landlord was looking for a new store design that is unique to its location and sympathetic to the airport design. On the screen, you can see what our new Melbourne stores will look like, and it shows how we can use our internal design capabilities and our approach to space management, which drives superior sales per passenger, to provide compelling shops for both existing and potential international landlords. So finally, on international, looking ahead. And as we've said before, the international travel market is huge and continues to grow. WH Smith is still a very small player in this market, but we're profitable and we're growing fast. And while it will require some investment in the near term, there's great potential for us to continue growing well into the long term. Our experience to date is that our brand and offer and our ability to drive sales per passenger are attractive to overseas landlords. We'll continue to focus on and build critical mass in our emerging hubs, while ensuring we go for all sensible opportunities to further grow our profits internationally. And as I keep saying, it's impossible to predict just how many tenders will come onto the market each year, but we expect to win between 20 to 30 new units in an average year well into the long term. And we'll continue to use the three operating models, always selecting the one that gives us the best outcome for a particular territory or format. So that's it for travel. Let's move on to the high street. And in our high street business, we delivered another good performance with like-for-like sales down 2% and profit up 5% to £62 million. Our strategy of effectively managing our space and assets continues to produce strong cash generation and sustainable profits. Gross margin was well managed, up 130 basis points in the year. And we continue to drive good results from our cost savings. So we continue to demonstrate our ability to deliver by effectively managing our mix, space and assets, tight cost control and active margin management. and we expect this to continue as the strategy that has served us well over the years remains unchanged. So let's look at that in a bit more detail. I'll begin with the usual margin and cost slides, and then I'll move on to some broader category initiatives. So starting with margin. And as usual, we've worked hard at managing the margin, delivering an improvement of 130 basis points. As in previous years, the biggest contributor to this margin improvement continues to be category mix management, both across categories but also within categories. And that's a result of our active space management. Again, as in previous years, additional margin improvement has come from several other areas. Better buying terms and Far East sourcing, improved markdown management in stationery, more effective promotional management in books, and a reduction in shrinkage across all categories. And we still see more opportunities to drive margin growth going forward in all these areas. So going on to costs. And as the shape of our high street business changes, we continue to identify sustainable cost efficiency initiatives whilst also adjusting our variable costs to sales. Now, in the first half, you'll remember we reinvested 2 million of our cost savings to ensure service and availability were maintained during our strong Christmas period when like-for-like sales were up 2%. Well, in the second half, given the softer like-for-likes and the acceleration of some of our efficiency initiatives, we delivered 6 million of cost savings, 2 million ahead of plan. As usual, these savings come from initiatives in all parts of the business. For example, rent savings at lease renewal, a more efficient stores operating model through greater use of technology, improvements in DC productivity through investment in equipment and technology, and task reduction in stores through new or improved processes. Now, even with years of savings, the high street cost base is still substantial, so we continue to build a healthy pipeline of trials for future initiatives, particularly investing in technology to drive further efficiencies in the store's operating model. You can see on the table on the screen there our latest forecast for cost savings up to 2019. Since last year, we've identified a further 10 million of savings, giving us a total of 19 million over the next 3 years. So moving on to category performance, and we'll start with books. In books, the general retail market continues to stabilise. However, as we've always said, the quality of publishing is the biggest driver of market performance, and in the first half, colour therapy books were a key driver of sales. However, in the second half, we started to anniversary the big numbers we got from colour therapy last year. With e-books penetration showing no growth at present, the quality of publishing will continue to shape the overall physical books market. Our approach to the books business is to build on our areas of relative strength to drive the overall net profitability of the category. For example, we're very strong in books for kids and young adults, and in the summer we launched our new book club with Zoe Sugg, more commonly known by her YouTube username Zoella, targeting young adult readers. Now, the Zoella Book Club has got off to a great start, driving good sales and market share in the titles featured. Our second Zoella Book Club list is due to launch next week, so alongside the Richard and Judy Book Club, this fantastic new initiative will help strengthen our recommendation credentials, which is really key for a WH Smith book shopper. So going on to stationery. Now, stationery is an important area of investment in our high street business, and it is a key driver of profit growth. We've had a good year in stationery, with many of our initiatives driving good like-for-like sales growth. As you know, we reset our stores at least twice a year to optimise the return on every single metre drop in every single store. Stationery continues to be the main beneficiary from the space changes, with more space in many stores and also better quality of space towards the front of store. This additional space, combined with strong promotional offers and our increased focus on product design, fashion, and product quality, has helped us deliver a very strong performance in stationery during the year. These range improvements were a key driver of our seasonal performance, with single Christmas cards, box cards, wrap, diaries, pens, and decorations all showing good year-on-year sales growth. And we're planning an important new trial for the coming Christmas for seasonal stationery. As given our ongoing good results that we've seen in stationery from improved space and the very successful Christmas for our seasonal ranges last year, this Christmas we'll trial moving all of our seasonal stationery ranges to the front of a number of large stores. Now, this will mean moving magazines further back in store. And this will be the very first time that we've made such a significant change in the location of magazines and seasonal stationery. So it's a trial. But if successful, it will give us an opportunity for future years. And as you'd expect, we'll let you know how the trial performs when we meet you again in April. So turning now to another of our space management initiatives in High Street, and that's the post office. And post offices are another important area of investment in our High Street business. Following our announcement in April that we would operate a further 61 post offices within our High Street stores, we as of today opened 19 of these in locations like Honiton, Maidstone and Wrexham, bringing the total number of post offices currently open within our High Street estate to 126. Customer feedback once we open these post offices has been very positive, with customers commenting on this specifically on the modern layout and environment of the new post office, as well as the extended opening hours. And subject to the normal public consultation, we anticipate opening the remaining 42 in the current financial year, giving us a total of 168. Now, you can see on the slide that we've introduced a new dual fascia, and we've done that to help drive further additional footfall for the post offices into our stores. As I mentioned at the interims, while the post offices are not necessarily helpful for like sales in the stores in which they're located, they do provide a better and more sustainable financial outcome for all these stores going forward. And just to remind you, our new agreement with the post office runs until 2026. So moving on then to WH Smith Local. We've made some more good progress with WH Smith Local this year. We now have 127 franchisees signed up and 84 stores open as of today. Of these, 49 were signed up in the last year and 44 opened in the last year. And we're still seeing consistently good results across them all, delivering incremental profits for all of the franchisees. And as I have said before, our experience to date is that signing up new franchisees takes a lot of time, but we still see good long-term potential. So that is where we'll continue to put our focus going forward. It's difficult to predict the ultimate number at this stage, but we'll continue to update you as we make further progress. Finally on High Street, funkypigeon.com. And as you know, Funky Pigeon is our online business selling personalised greetings, cards and gifts, which continues to be a growing market in the UK with attractive economics. During the year, we continue to see good growth from funkypigeon.com, with both sales and profit increasing compared to the previous year. We continue to invest in the website, particularly in customer journey and in mobile. And as a consequence, we saw good improvement in conversion rates. We extended our ranges of gifting with the introduction of new ranges such as chocolate cards and Disney licensed products. So that's it for High Street. I'll try and summarise all of that. So we've had a very good year. Our strategy has been and continues to be very effective in creating value for our shareholders. Good like-for-like sales growth in travel has come on top of good growth last year, and our UK business has further opportunities to grow, as we continue to invest in the business and actively manage our space. In addition, our international business is profitable and growing fast. Our successful high street strategy remains unchanged. We continue to deliver on margin growth and cost savings with more to go, and our new agreement with the Post Office will help make our profit sustainable into the longer term. Group profit before tax is up 8%, EPS is up 10%. The group continues to be cash generative, and we're also proposing to increase the full year dividend by 11%, which further demonstrates the board's confidence in the future prospects of the business. Going forward, we'll continue to invest in each business for the long term while focusing on the distinct strategies for each business in order to maximize the contribution from both and best deliver value for our shareholders. So thank you. We'll now take your questions.